Yearly convictions for OWI and some related offenses went down by more than 17,000 in Wisconsin since 2004, according to a recent report from the Legislative Reference Bureau. Still, OWI can cost Wisconsinites hundreds of millions per year. Paul Moberg of UW-Madison's Population Health Institute says new policy efforts should focus on first-time offenses.
The bulk of the damage and the injuries that occur as a result of intoxicated driving occur with the first offense. And that is largely due to the huge number of them.
According to the report, policy changes like new sanctions and prevention measures did contribute to the decline in OWI offenses, but no single policy caused it. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.